People at Portsmouth have got big hearts and they're very giving, and it really has shown the city in a really, really good and positive light that they really want to help people. And particularly, you know, when you see some of those images on TV and that poor little boy, that three-year-old child that died, that drowned, you know, there are some horrible things going on out there, and there are some people living in some really horrible conditions at the moment because of political regimes operating in certain parts of the world that are making, you know, people's lives, they're living almost under persecution. And I think the people of Portsmouth are very sad and haven't liked that, and they've stepped up to the plate and shown how generous they can be. Having said that, you know, there is another side that the people of Portsmouth are also very concerned about, our capacity as a city to take in refugees. And that's a very different issue. Giving is one thing. But, you know, obviously, like I say, I do have an air of caution in there about what capacity we have to, you know, take hundreds, if not thousands, of refugees into our city. I don't think we're going to be able to do that. I welcome the Prime Minister's announcement at the beginning of this week that he would accept 20,000 more refugees into the UK over the next 5 years. In terms of where those refugees will go, and particularly the urgent situation we've got of children that are currently have arrived in the UK and are being looked after by social services around the UK, I know there was a meeting that took place today in Parliament where they have been working with the DCLG, the Department for Communities and Local Government, so the government department that basically governs councils across the UK. And that meeting today has been to decide whereabouts these refugees will go. Now, if a call comes in, or I am written to by the Secretary of State, Greg Clark, and he asks Portsmouth to respond in some way, obviously I will give that consideration and I will do whatever we can to support the government. However, I have made it clear that Portsmouth, being the most densely populated city outside of London, with people sitting on our housing waiting lists between 5 and 10 years for a one-bedroom flat, with severe overcrowding. I mean, I've got people in my own ward that have got two children and the pair of them, and one boy and one girl, both under the age of five, these children living in a one-bedroom flat. Dad's a postman. You know, they are struggling to make ends meet. They are a working family. They're doing all they can to better themselves. They can't afford a bigger home. And, you know, when I hear of situations like that, I think, yep, we're generous, we're sending things over, we're sending aid over. But in terms of taking on a huge number of people to our already cramped city, I have a bit of an issue with that one, I think. And I'd need to think that through very, very carefully indeed.